This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Members of the Central Park Five say no amount of money will make up for the injustices they suffered after spending their teen years in prison for a 1989 rape and beating of a jogger that they did not commit. WNYC Stephen Nesson was at their emotional news conference outside City Hall to comment on their tentative settlement with the city.
What was supposed to be a victory speech, closing the chapter on a decades-long struggle to clear their names, turned into an emotional ceremony.
I wake up this morning, still want to put the gloves on, and still want to fight.
Yes.
Wearing a pink shirt and matching tie, 39-year-old Raymond Santana, who was 14 when he went away to jail for 7 years, says he still feels anger at his fate.
Because my childhood was taken from me. The ability to become a productive man in society was taken. And instead, you gave me prison life. And this is what you give it. This is what I come back with, the aggression.
Now, Santana is living in the same Harlem neighborhood he grew up in. And he has a 10-year-old daughter. Kevin Richardson was 15 when he was arrested. He says he regrets not telling the truth at the time and giving a false confession. He says he wishes the media had looked more closely at the facts of the case.
Y'all don't really understand what we went through. Y'all tried to dehumanize us.
Wiping his brow, he chokes back tears.
People called us animals. Wolf pack. I have four sisters and a mother. I would never do anything to a woman. I was raised better than that.
That's right.
It still hurts me emotionally.
Both Richardson and Santana work for the Health Workers Union, 1199 SEIU, and say they don't have any plans to spend the settlement money. Neither are quitting their day jobs. Richardson says he's just looking forward to moving on.
There's no amount of money on earth that will restore our youth back. We lost those years. So now what Raymond and Yusuf said, we see ourselves speaking through to the youth because we see ourselves through them. That's how we relive our youthfulness.
The city has admitted no wrongdoing in how it handled the case. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says a moral injustice has been made right. In the meantime, the men who spent their teens in prison are working with groups like the Innocence Project to help others who may have been wrongfully convicted of crimes. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.